The conference will now begin.
Okay, we're going to learn. I'll try. My voice is very, very schwach. And I'm not going to talk about the matzah that we're in right now. Maybe without a brave it'll come up at some point, but I don't want to talk about the matzah. What I want to do is to continue with our lives, to continue learning, and to try as much as possible to be part of something normal. So, we're on page Reshut Aleph in Das Midasecha. Page Reshut Aleph, Das Midasecha. We're talking about another manifestation of the Yesod of Ofer, Shikha, forgetfulness, Shikha. And we were learning how Shikha is the same letters, of course, as Choshech, and Shikha means when something is hidden from us, hidden from the person. When you forget something, then you're in the dark. You can't remember. It's in that dark place of who you are, and that all comes, as we spoke about last week, that comes from the Shvius Aluchos. We were for a very brief time back in the place of remembering everything, but then we were back in the dark. The luchos were broken. We understand that the breaking of luchos means that we're going to forget Torah. We're going to be able to forget once again, not going to remember. And it means the return of the Malach HaMavis, which is the Yesod of Ofar. Forgetting equals death. It's a type of death, that loss of memory. And as a result of the Shvius Aluchos, the broken luchos, men would have to once again contend with the Malach HaMavis and return to the earth, return to the Yesod HaOfer, together with the Gezeira that the Mace is Mishtakech Mahalev, that the person who dies is forgotten. Chomer, we learned the physical reality is the world of shikha, forgetting. That's the keva. Zohar is the meaning of the neshama, of the neshama which remembers. That's what we were talking about last week. My weakness. A lot has happened since then, and it's not always easy to remember. So now we're going to be talking about tikkunim of shikha, with the yisod of eish, Ruach and Mayim, how to work on Shikha. Tikkun HaShikha Sheba'ofa, we're on the bottom of page Reshut Aleph. Tikkun HaShikha Sheba'ofa, Afhu knows B'shal Shishayidus, Eish Ruach and Mayim. As we learned with each of the Tikkunim, they always are going to take place in all of the other Yesodas, Eish Ruach and Mayim. And in offer itself, there's a tikkun, which we're going to talk about. Hatikkun b'yisod ha'esh. First, let's talk about the tikkun b'yisod ha'esh. Boru pashit. Shikhi hi ka'omer, mikor ha'choshech sheba'ofen. We learned that shikha comes from the quality of darkness of the ground, of earth, right? Things are hidden in the earth. Memories are lost. They become hidden in the darkness. That's the sort of offer. Davar shenimsa l'neged ha'inayim eino nishkach. When something is before your eyes, it's right in front of you, you don't forget it. You're looking at it. Dover shehu mustar, something that is hidden, olul lehishakach, will very likely be forgotten. Yitzadkach yisod ha'esh, and with this understanding, it's obvious that the yisod of esh, of fire, is a hahepach ha'gomer shel ha'choshech, is the opposite of darkness, shel shikha, forgetting. Because ha'esh megala or. Because the fire, of course, is light. Light comes from fire. Megala ha'or, illumination. So the yisod of esh is the opposite of the darkness of forgetfulness. U'bezem selekes es ha'shikha, and the fire drives away shikha, forgetting. Now, what does that mean in Avodas HaNefesh? He didn't talk about over here what that means. But we'll talk more as we go through the parak of what does it mean to learn Torah with a brand, with a fire. What does it mean to have relationships with a fire? What does it mean to have friendships, you know, and lives that are filled with fire, filled with R. So that's what we'll talk about, how to overcome shikha with the yisod of esh. But esh is the opposite of the darkness of forgetting. It's the light of remembering. Hatikum yisod haruach. He's just introducing these to us now a little bit. Hatikum yisod haruach. The tikun yisod haruach. Elo divrei ha-gemara maseches Erevin. Omalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda. Shinana psach pumech krei. Sach pumechtani, kehechit et diskayim vach v'toyr chai, shenema ki chayim heim l'metzayim, l'chol d'sor marpe. The Gemara there says that learn, open your mouth and read Torah Shebachsav, open your mouth and say over Torah Shebachsav, Mishnayis and Gemara and so on. And in that way, by saying the words with your mouth, not just by thinking of Torah, diskayim vach that the words of Torah will remain with you, and the Torah will be alive with you, and will give you life. In other words, it's not enough to think of Torah. You have to engage the ruach. You have to speak. You have to speak the words of Torah. Torah and tefillah has to be spoken. We have to bring the ruach, the air, the oxygen, the breathing, into our words of Torah and Tefillah. And the Gemara brings the pasuk, Ki chayim heim l'matzo'eihem. When does Torah give life? L'matzo'eihem. When you pronounce the words, that's how the Gemara explains. L'matzo'eihem, when you say the words, you bring them out. L'chol b'saray marpei. And it'll give you also long life, it'll heal your flesh. The Gemara says, page ratio base, Al tikri l'matzo'eihem, el'matzi'eihem b'peh. Means when you actually pronounce the words in speech. Which means you use the yisod of ruach. The yisod of ruach. Kasha other might see as Talmud b'fiv, u'zeicher as Talmud. When you learn out loud, or at least you say the words, not just to look with your eyes, so then you remember them. You remember your Torah. The effectiveness of active learning as opposed to, compared to a passive learning, just listening to a shiur, as opposed to sitting down and saying over the Torah and learning it and so on. Mikach mahu zaycha. How does that help a person to remember when you say the words? How does it help a person to remember? Kasher other moitzi es mashavta me'akarach l'poil. When a person takes his thoughts and he brings them out from potential into reality, aydei dibur, and that takes place through speaking, through speech. So when a person does that, shuruach me'malala, which is the ruach, speech takes place through the ruach hapeh. The ruach of speaking, ruach mamala, mamala means speech. Nasis kan zchira. Then one remembers. Ki a ruach mezgale umesalik is inside off. Because then, like it's a strong wind that comes and it blows away the dirt. It blows away the dirt that covers. So one can remember. For the ruach of speaking, of speech. Call yourself to offer lots when you're going to hide some alcohol. the whole yisayit of Afan, la'atzmai, is la'hoitzi me'akoach l'pol. What does the earth do? We learned this way back. The earth takes the seeds and the potential of that plant, or that flower or tree, and it brings it out into the world. Kashu karech la'atzmai hu mishtakeach. But if it's only the Afan by itself, and there's no, and there's no ruach, there's no maim, and so on, so then there's forgetfulness. But when you actually bring something out with the ruach into reality, it's not forgotten. When you say the words, that helps you to remember. Obviously, you can still forget. You have to chazi, you have to review, but it definitely brings something out into the world, and then it can be remembered. The tikkun b'yasod hamayim. Masha Omer Chazal. Omer Rava, lo ilam ligris hinish, v'afal gav de mishakech, v'afal gav lo yodam ha'kamar. The Gemara says a person should always, Rava says he should always say over, you know, always say words of Torah, even though you're going to forget them. And even though sometimes you don't even understand what you're saying. Because it says in the Pasuk, Garsa Nafshe Tava, which means, Garsa Ksiv L'Ksiv Tachna, means just say the words, even if you don't, even if you didn't grind them up, meaning even if you don't, remember, even if you don't know what you're saying. What's the point of, what does it mean that you should just learn Torah, say the words, just continue saying the words, even if you forget them? What's the point? And you don't even necessarily understand all the words. What's the point? We learn from the Ari HaKadosh and the Zohar HaKadosh. And the Tanya writes about this in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav Hilchos Talmud Torah. Shemazkirim lo limud zeh la'acham yisosai. That even though you might not remember what you learned in this world, you might forget what you learned. But when you're 120 and you leave this world, that Torah will be brought back to you. You'll remember that Torah. It'll come back to you. It'll be given back to you. Therefore, all of us should continue to learn and to learn and to learn, even though we forget. Zui pashtus divei gemara. That's the simple pshat in the Gemara. Zui pashtus divei gemara. Of the Gemara, huskar posig as an actually tavu, the teva, the oimek hagdoris adova, shukashu hu loimed mikoyach taiva. That when a person learns with taiva, that's what says, garis an actually taiva, it means that you learn with taiva, with great cheshek, that you learn with tremendous excitement and you know, with a real enjoyment and pleasure. A taiva, that you enjoy your learning. Through that, hu yoytze gilui shiyasayt hamayim. That taiva, as we learned at the very beginning from Reb Chaim Vital and the Tanya and so on, the world of tanugim, that's water. Water is the source of taiva. So when a person learns Torah with the yisod of mayim, which means with tremendous taiva, excitement, and passion, then you are able to be megala, who megashu megala is sherish hazuchira. You're able to open up the offer and to get to that memory, and you're able to remember what you're learning. If you learn with tremendous taiva. And even if you don't remember it here in this world, if you learned with passion and with pleasure while you were in this world, then after 120, that Torah will be given back to you. And you'll remember. Eventually, you're going to remember all the Torah that you ever learned in your life. As long as you learn it in such a way of mayim, with excitement, with the yisod of mayim, water, excitement, passion, taiva. These are the tikkunim of, just an introduction to the tikkunim of Ofar and forgetfulness, shikha, and of, that comes from Ofar, with using Esh, Ruach, and Mayim. Now, the bottom of page Reshit Beis. Yesh le Mayim Chazal Nosaf. There's an additional Mayim Chazal. Yidua b'inyin ha-shikha. It's well known. B'negeta shikha. The Gemara in Nida. Right, there aren't going to be any gatherings for Shalom Zochas this Shabbos. You know, we have Baruch Hashem, a big simcha in our kehila that Debbie and David Adelson had an enikul Chazdei Hashem. It's a big, big simcha. But of course, all the Shalom Zochas have to be kept indoors, but have to be kept privately. But this is the Gemara, of course, that is the most quoted at Shalom Zochas. The Gemara in Nida Daf Lamed. Vlad b'mohim on melamed noisek kol haTorah kula. When the baby is inside the mother's womb, the fetus is taught the entire Torah. The kevin shabola avir ha'olam. When he comes into the oxygen, the air of the world, b'malach v'sotre alpiv. A malach comes and gives him a patch on his face, on his mouth. Meshach kol haTorah kula. And he forgets all the Torah that he learned inside of his mother. And his point of covenant said the Malach Malach Meshaker and then Talmud. Let's try to understand. I'm going to be heard a lot of drushes on this. Let's try to understand in our context. What's this thing of the angel of the Malach causing one to forget his learning? Veshis Eza Malach Bo Meshach. What angel, what Malach are we talking about? Huva Bekis Verizal become a Mekaimus. Sha Malach HaYetzer Es HaShikha is brought down in the Ari. That the malach that's in charge of forgetting, the malach that's responsible for forgetfulness, is called Samach Mem. The Samach Mem. That angel, the Samach Mem Aleph Lamed. We don't like to say the whole name, but it's Samach Mem Aleph Lamed. So we call the Samach Mem. Now, Samach Mem, 60 and 40, Shugamatria Meya, is the Gematria 100. Therefore, the Gemara says, you can't compare a person who learns, who reviews his learning 100 times, to somebody who reviews it 101. Because 101, if you go the extra one, and you, by doing that, you climb out of the world of forgetting, which is 100, which is the Samach Mem, which is 100, forgetting, and you enter into the world of Michael. And Michael is the Gematria 101. Michael is Mimina, Michael is a Malach of memory. Mikoach kach boz chira sazocha shenim tzibiyam. And through that, there's a memory that comes from the right side, which is Michael is Mimina, Michael, which is the right side of which is memory. The right side is Michal, and that's memory, which is Zohar, which means to remember, which is the Nidah Shalom Zohar, means to remember. That's 101. So when you review you're learning 101 times as opposed to 100, so then you're moving to the next bracket, to a higher memory bracket, which is the world of Michal, which is the Zohar, which is remembering. The opposite of the darkness of and death, of forgetting and so on. The Samach Mem, which means death and Tsaras and Magefas and Hashchasas and so on. That's the Samach Mem. And now you're in the world of Michal. Michal is 101. And Michal means remembering. It means the side of the right side, meaning Michal. The right side is the Koch of the Zohar, which is Chesed. The right side, the Nekev is the left side. Zohar means remembering. Now, what we learn from here is that the angel, the malach that is the agency through which forgetting shikha comes, is the two letters, samach mem, mem samach. Now, those are very significant letters. And you're all going to be reminded of that if you haven't already, then in a minute. What's the significance of those two letters? Havalashma Gemara, Kevin Shabola Avir Ha'ilam. The Gemara says, when the baby comes into the air of the world, it's very odd. Then Azamalach Soitle Umeshaka. Then the angel gives a smack, and the baby forgets. But do a Kosu Shabola Avir Ha'ilam, like Kosu Shabola Ha'ilam. What's this business about coming into the air of the world, the Avir Ha'olam? Why doesn't it just say when the baby comes into the world? When the baby comes to the world, what's the Avir Ha'olam? Khan Kosovo Yesoy Shanilmud Lael Lashmagamar Mesachus and Hedge. We learned earlier Shavadar Haflaga Avir Migdal Meshakeach that the air of the Tower of Babel, of the Migdal Meshakeach, it caused people to forget. Remember, they couldn't remember their languages. The air, it says also the Avir Migdal. Very strange. Avir Migdal. What does that have to do with the air? Avir Migdal. Mishakeach causes shikha, forgetfulness. Like Kosev Shehaofer Asma Mishakeach, it doesn't say that the dirt, the earth, is Mishakeach, El Ha'avir, the air, is Mishakeach. Achen Kevin Shabola Avir Ha'olam, therefore the baby comes to the Avir Ha'olam, into the air of the world, Etzem ha'avir meshakech menot hamudo. The avir itself, the etzem ha'avir, is meshakech one's learning, causes this shikha, the avir ha'olam, because the avir of the migdal is meshakech, the avir of this world when the baby is born is meshakech, causes shikha. What does this mean? Ma oimek hadavir. Ma oimek hadavar. What's the deeper meaning of this? Ma oimek hadavar. Loshna gemara hayidua. Now here's where we get to the mem and the samach, which is the samach mem, right, that we were talking about. The koach of tuma of the samach mem of forgetting. Loshna gemara yidua mem v'samach shebeluchais b'neis hayu oimnen. In the luchais, in the tablets, the luchais, the two letters, Mem and Samach, were standing without any pieces attached. They were standing with the Nais, because, as you all know, the Mem and the Samach have empty. There's nothing holding them. The other letters you engrave, you inscribe into the stone. But here you have, like with a bagel or with a donut, there's a piece in the middle. And it stood with a miracle. They stayed with a miracle. They were engraved with a miracle. That the Mem and the Samach and the Luchos b'neis hayu oimnen. It was a miracle that you were able to have in the Mem and the Samach, they were engraved into the Luchos. Shekena oisiyas hayu charutas al haluchos. Since the letters were engraved on the Luchos, mishnei atzdodim hem ksuvim. And remember that the letters were engraved through and through, not just on the surface of the Luchos. They were engraved through and through. That means the little piece in the middle should have disappeared. The Mem and the Samach rather should just fall out. For he says, Mem and the Samach are Abraham Nakudas Chibur. And the Mem and the Samach are the two letters that don't have anything to hold them, to connect them to the stone. They're circles. Abraham Nakudas Chibur, Ekev Hayestan Shlemos Behekevan. Because they're complete circles, so they're not. And it's engraved through and through, they should just fall down. The Gemara says, no, it was a miracle, but they were suspended like in midair. That's the Pshat Gemara. But ba'oimik, ma'kavanis adavar, b'neis hayu oimim. On a deeper level, what's the meaning of B'nei Sayu Oimdim? The luchos are made of letters and stone. Ha'evin, the stone, sharashai b'yisayt ha'ofer. The stone, of course, the sharash of the stone, of the actual luchos, is ofer. Luchos ha'rishayin, so you might say the Akadosh Baruch Hu. The first luchos were made kivyochel by Hashem himself. Yisayt ha'ofer m'suka, which means that the yisayt ha'ofer in a perfected state. The luchos shni is how you might see the Adam. The second luchos were engraved by Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu had to write the second luchos. You said ofer mechuka. That means imperfect. You said ofer. The human beings writing. First luchos, nothing's forgotten. Nothing's forgotten. First luchos, everything is memory. No malhamavis, no death, no darkness, no offer of covering up memory and a corpse and so on. Everything is, by the first luchos, everything's gevaldig. The mem and the samach, which is normally an agency of the samach mem of destruction and forgetfulness. The mem and the samach b'nei sayu oimdim. They miraculously stood. Masha mem v'samach shabluchos b'nei sayu oimdim. U'masha malach hamashakeach nikur mem samach. That the mem and the samach stood with a miracle in the first luchos, which is ofar, perfected, where there's no death and no forgetfulness. So the mem samach is part of everything that's holy and that's good. There is no inyan of the samach mem. Zu oisus sugya. Klaim akashin nishtabro luchos. Now, once those perfect luchos were broken, kashin nishtabro luchos, oisan oisius shemikar b'neisayangim, the very same letters, the mem and the samach, that in the first luchos were able to stand miraculously, Hain, Elush, Agarmais, Kayermas, Hashikha. Those are the very same letters nowadays that cause us to forget the Samach and the Mem. Those are the letters of the Samach Mem of forgetting. Me'ikara, Ha'aisis, Halalu, Ha'yarm, Dizbenes. In the beginning, those letters, Mem and Samach, were standing with a miracle. Ve'ishakol has'chirish ba' ba'aymek me'ais and Aisis. And therefore, on a deeper level, all memory was coming from those two letters. Because those two letters never came into the physical structure of the stone, of physical offer, of the stone itself, the tablets themselves, which is offer, which is forgetting, which is death. Shara Isis, all the other letters of the Aleph, that are of the Luchos, all the other letters, Yardul Evan. They were engraved through the stone itself. They were part of the stone, which is the Yisod of Ofer. So what was giving life to the Luchos? Dafka, the Mem and the Samach, that were not bound to the stone, which means they were not bound to the Yisod of Ofer. Ofer is death and forgetfulness and darkness and so on. So those two letters of the Mem and the Samach, Me'olam, never went down. They never descended into the stone, into the offer itself. They transcended the offer, the stone tablets. Zes soid luchas arishanis. This is the secret, the mystery of the first luchas. Shein bam shikha. Where there's no forgetting by the first luchas. This is an amazing pshat in the Gemara. Amazing, amazing remez in the Gemara. The Schwartz is being mechadish here. There's no shukha about the key. Yisayta offer niskan, because the samach and the mem on the first luchos that were not subject to the stone repaired the yisod of offer, and therefore there was no longer any death. There was no longer the malcham avos and forgetting any yitzahara and amalek and all that stuff. Imsish mem besamach hayu b'chinas ruach. The mem and the samach were not. Did not become bound to the stone. Instead, they were the sort of avir, of air, of ruach, that were hovering in midair. The Sharaisi is Bebchinas Chibul Yisod Ofer Masukah. And the other letters of the Luchos remained attached to the stone, but in a perfected state of Ofer that was caused by the two letters, Samach Mem, that were hovering in the Avir of the Luchos. Page Reshu Dalet. Chazal tells us that the luchos were broken, but the letters flew into the air, into the avir. All the letters returned to the two letters, the mem and sama, that in the beginning were standing miraculously. Now all of them are flying in the air. And ever since then, there's a malach that is fighting against the mem and the samach. Once these letters became part of the avir ha'olam, so the malach, the samach mem, is fighting against us remembering the letters. Claiming his side of offer is kalkel, is shaled by her offer. So the side of offer was ruined, and the offer rules over, not the air, and not the remembering, but offer, death, and forgetfulness. And now, since then, Ra, the Samach Mem, is fighting against our memory. It's trying to cause us to forget the letters of Torah. It's fighting that we should not remember the letters of Torah. In Sena Lameidim, so we're learning, there are two karchas of Shikhu. Shukha Shabom Yisayta Ofa. The shikha that comes from Ofer. Ofer de kilkul, yoseh shikha. The offer of kilkul, of destruction, damage, that causes shikha. The shikha nesefer shal kevin shabola avir ha'olam bo malach mishachal. And also the shikha that comes with, when the baby comes into the air of the world, the malach comes and gives a smack and he forgets the baby. Keneged ha'mem v'samach shabaluchas shabnei seyu emdim. So those very same two letters that in the beginning were the source of the perfection of the first luchos and stood miraculously, now the malach comes as a result of the chait, ha'egel, and so on, and is mechadish that even the two letters, mem and samach, are dafka causing forgetfulness now, not memory. Dafka the mem and samach, which is the samach mem, is the makar, is the source of forgetting. Kol's man shau ben nimsa b'mayimai. As long as the baby, the fetus, is inside his mother's womb, malach malam de ter, the malach is teaching ter. Sham ein yisod of offer, shetzorach tzav. In the mother's womb, there is no yisod of offer, there is no need to inscribe anything. Because over there, hakol Torah Shebaal Peh. Everything that's being taught to the baby inside the mother's womb is Torah Shebaal Peh. V'shoshu yoytzel ha'avir ha'olam, the second the baby comes into the air of the world, hu yoytzel mokum she'esh b'ksiv. He's now in a dimension of reality in which there is ksiva, writing, which we record things with writing. Kan ha'malach magala she'esh ha'koch shlita, gam b'mem v'sabach. And here, we see that the angel is able to have rule over, to have control over the samach and the mem, shebeluchos, shayu umdes ba'avir. K'shem shechal l'shichal yisod ha'ofer, gam al ha'avir, shim shavayis yisod ha'ofer, chal b'shichal. The same way that now there is shikha in the Yisod of Afar. Ever since the Chet Egel, there's also shikha as in the avir, in the air of the Yisod of Afar. Chala by shikha. Look at Melakach, an example of this. Masha Matina b'Hilchos Shabbos, what we see in Hilchos Shabbos, Kluta k'misha huncha damya. Claim, what does that mean? It's in the first parak. Claimer, al avshad dove nimserak ba'avir. You could have such a thing where something is in the air. But halachically, in other words, it's not rooted in the ground. It's not part of the, it's not on the earth. But halachically, even though it's in the air, hu mugdar kemunach al gabi hakarka, it is defined halachically as something that is upon the earth, the ground. We see that the air can be somehow considered to be attached to the earth, a part of the earth. So it is in Yanenu. Hagdar Sadover. Because once there's a mitzvah of what of chet of sin in the world, mikan ve'elach hashikcha chala. From that time and on, shikcha forgetfulness takes place. Lo rak ba'ofer, not only in the offer, elagam ba'avir shloish offer, even in the space, in the air of the offer. Gam ha'avir yoseh shikcha, even the air causes shikcha. You know that the air can carry many, many germs and many, many bacteria and viruses that are in the air. This virus is called shikha. It's in the air. What does this clearly, what does this mean? Shayidei sharuach nizdabek la'afar. That when the ruach, when the strong wind comes and it blows the sand, the dirt, it causes it to, it lifts up the dirt, the dust. And then the ruach becomes dirtied, becomes polluted by the dirt that it kicked up, that the air, that the wind kicked up. That's the deeper meaning of the Chazal taught us she'avir migdal mishakech, that the avir of the migdal, the air of the migdal of Bavel, causes forgetfulness. Climber, what does that mean? Climber, his galus from yisoid shalei raka ofer mishakech. What was revealed was that not only is it that ofer causes forgetfulness, elagam avir hamokam yoritzer shikha. That even the avir of the place causes forgetfulness. When the baby came into the avir of the world, so the avir of the world is polluted. The avir of the world is polluted, and over here it's not going to help if you wear a mask. But the air itself causes shikha. This is the shirish of all kilkel, of all tsaras, and so on. Ubedakus, on a deeper level, hagdaras hadover, shemekeven sha'ofer v'aruach hem shnei hafachim, since ofer and ruach are two opposites, as we learned earlier, which is barlel v'aruach, akach, therefore, hakilkel chal b'shneim. Therefore, they both collapse, they both have a kilkel together. Because the root of the two opposites, they come from one root, and they have diverged into two opposites. So, after the Chet Egel, the Samach Mem, that was beforehand, the Tikkun of Ofar, now is schlepped down into the stony emptiness of forgetfulness, of death, and of Ofar Toshuv. B'mach Biel, page Reish Tizorov. Corresponding to this, Yesh Lan Shnei Suge Shikha, there are two types of forgetting. Shikras kol davar shebibriya. Forgetting anything in the world, stam, forgetting your, you know, forgetting your phone number, forgetting your keys. And then you have shikha neisefa shechol al divrei Torah. Then you have shikha when it comes to divrei Torah. The shikha of divrei Torah. The aleha ne'emar lav miyuchad, and we have a negative commandment of the Torah, k'mavur v'gemar menachis, kolam shikach dover echa mitalmudai, hoiver b'lav. It's a painful, difficult gemara and lav. Whoever forgets anything of his learning is over on the lav, is over on a negative commandment. Shenemar, yisham l'chav shmo nafshcha ma'oid pen tishka chesed var. Says in the Torah, guard your soul that you shouldn't forget. So you shouldn't forget. There are different opinions that you can even be over on more than one lav, potentially. What's the difference between forgetting Torah and forgetting other things? What's the difference? When it comes to all things that a person forgets, his keys, forgets his tefillin, whatever it is, sula shikhas satara, the utsam be yisod ha'ofer. All shikhas, all forgetting is rooted in the yisod ha'ofer. Shikhas satara, the utsam be yisod ha'ofer. But forgetting Torah is rooted in the yisod of ruach, of air. But move on our poshut. It looks on the surface like it's the same thing. It means to forget. You forget your keys, you forget the Gemara. The same way you can forget your account number in the bank. You could forget Torah. However, in truth, that's not really it. There are two sources of forgetting. There's one shikha that affects physical things, halachaymer, physical things. And that comes from the yisod of ofer. There are things that get buried, are forgotten, and lost, and so on. The shikha on the surface or hidden, something physical is hidden. You don't see it, you forget it. And there's an additional shikha that is chal by the yisod of ruach, air, wind. Shikha zu hi hachala al divrei ha-Torah kadosh shehi ruach. Torah is ruach. Torah is not something physical. Torah is ruach. So the shikha of ruach is with ruach, is with avir. No geshem. Not something physical. Shenemar, the words of Torah called my ruach that I placed within you, upon you, and within in your mouth. And the dibartabam speaks of them. Which is that ruach of speech, the ruach of speech. Use your ruach of speech to speak words of Torah. And many other psukim like this. Alkach, nemra, hazar yichud. Therefore, there's a special warning. That's a lav, not to forget Torah, to review and so on, and review and review, not to forget our learning. It says, remember what Amalek did you? Don't forget. Darshu Chazal, Tanya, Zoch Yochav Alev. See, you might think when it says Zoch, remember Amalek, it means it's just in your mind, in your heart to remember. When it says in the Torah, don't forget, it means to teach you something new. Why does it have to say Zohar al Tishkach? It's to teach you that it's not enough just to try to remember something in your brain, but you have to utter the words, you have to say the words, you have to memorize the words. Shikha shechala al yisod ofer, b'shikha shechala al yisod ruach. These are the two types of shikha. Shikha that's chal on ofer, and shikha that's chal on ruach, Anuach and Divrei Torah. Anuach. There's a shikha of things of this world, and there's a shikha when it comes to ruach, when it comes to Divrei Torah. Right, okay, we'll stop here. That's as far as I can go right now. So we'll continue, Bez Hashem, in a world that has a completely new and restored and beautiful ruach. We will be able to speak words to each other together, to daven in our shul, to learn in our smedrash, all of us, Mitzvah Hashem, in good health. Mamish, mamish, mamish.